This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show. Happy birthday, Nebraska. Yeah!
Go Big Red! Go Big Red! Woo!
I don't think Big Red. You've been waiting
State
for this.
State flower is? State bird is?
Goldenrod.
State bird?
Meadowlark.
Okay. State motto?
The good life, right?
I think it's we're not South Dakota. Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer engineer Derek Stenson, in studio today on this Monday, the first day of March, and hope it's off to a good day for you. Coming up on the program today, we will be joined by Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. We'll be joined by the head boys basketball coach at Giltner, Matt Drew. They get ready for a huge district final tomorrow, and that's coming off of a nice win against previously unbeaten Hampton. As the week progresses, we're going to be talking with some of the coaches that are going to the girls' state basketball tournament to boys' district finals. We're also going to be talking with, of course, tomorrow, big day. Big day. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, but Being John Daly premieres on the Golf Channel tomorrow night. So I will be finding TiVo tomorrow. Being John Daly premieres tomorrow. And also, Nebraska women remain unbeaten. Hastings College women try to win the GPAC tournament. UNK women are headed to the RMAC tournament. And next week, wrestling really gets going. We got wrestling this week with the Big 12 championships, the NAIA national championships. I don't know if we can jam it all in, and then the state girls basketball tournament as well. So that's what's all going on. But I think we have to start, as we started with Nebraska, happy birthday. But really the story is the United States hockey team. And I think that I really do think that Colin Cowherd is pretty much right on with the whole assessment he has of this. It will not really springboard the NHL. It is what it is. It was what it was. It was great hockey. And I was jacked up to watch it yesterday. I will not be geeked up to watch any hockey unless it's the Storm in the playoffs and probably the finals or the Stanley Cup finals or a Game 7 somewhere along the way if you get Crosby, Ovechkin. I mean, that game yesterday meant something. There weren't a lot of fights. There was a little pushing from time to time, but there was no drop-the-glove fights. It was hard-fought for everything hockey. You don't get that on a night-to-night basis. It's the same with the NBA. You don't get that on a night-to-night basis. But it was fun to watch, and I'll admit it. I mean, I'm learning more about hockey every day, and yesterday was just a fun game to watch, and it was fun because the United States stayed competitive.
But don't you think that there will be
no
jerseys sold? Nobody knows who Parisi was before this weekend.
No.
Nobody knows who Ryan Kesler was.
Not enough to make a blip on the radar, no. No, I don't.
Well, the one bad thing is you can't watch it, for one. Well, many people can't watch the NHL or don't get large sections of it unless you buy the whole NHL package, I believe you could buy, but a few people have that. You can't watch it.
Yeah, not much. I mean, it'll be on the game of the week on NBC on Sundays and a little bit still on Versus, I believe, and some of it out there. But it's meaningless hockey. I mean, you got to be a diehard to want to watch. And that's kind of you don't have to be a diehard to watch NFL or college football or college basketball. You kind of got to be a diehard to watch the NBA and the NHL and soccer and anything like that. You got to be a diehard.
The talent's pretty much spread around the league, but I think there's names out there that are catching. You mentioned Patrick Kane. The youngest, 19 years old?
I think 19 or 20.
And again,
plays for the Blackhawks.
Colin's also right. The better team won. And in the grand scheme of things, it would not have been a disaster to the United States for them losing. They gave a great effort. They've got the silver medal. It's more than they ever expected. I think thumbs up all the way around. Canada survives. People's heads aren't going to roll. I can't believe they're playing an NHL hockey game tonight. But that's what's going on, and that's the big story of the weekend. Plus, Kurt Tomasevich winning the gold medal in the four-man bobsled with his Team USA, which, again, I think is a little bit shocking.
Well, first one in 62 years, and, yeah, you started to put some resources into the deal, but, yeah, to think you were going to win a gold, I think it has to be far-fetched. And those guys did it. They were probably the only ones that believed they could do it, but to get down that sled at 94 miles an hour, I believe they crossed the finish line at. Not many people have the opportunity to partake in that sport, though. That's what kind of separates. No one will care about the bobsled again for 4 years. Until Sochi comes around.
That is they're going to Russia. What is that a suburb of?
I do not know. Never heard of Sochi.
Hopefully not Chernobyl.
In 4 years. In 4 years. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. That's the phone number to join us on the program today. If you've got a comment on anything that has happened or is going to happen here in the near future on the world's topic of sports, or you can fire off your emails to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's play Canada again. It was 1-1. They do have the most golds. The United States won the medal race. That's a big deal. United States never wins the medal race, and they won it. 37 doesn't seem like a lot. They hand out a lot more medals in the summer because there are so many more track events. There is so many more track events. There are more medals handed out in the summer games.
But from 4 years ago, what, 25, they raised that to 37? I believe is a total medal count. There was a different commitment this year for these Winter Olympics, whether that was through money, whether that was through better athletes competing in the events, whatever it was, the United States took advantage of it, and no one believed that would happen. Everybody thought this was a year for Canada on their home.
Hey, you know what? And that was going to be my next point. For as much fun as everybody was making of Canada a week ago at this time, Canada won more golds than anybody else. So you say what you want about owning the medal stand. They didn't win the most medals. They won the most that count, the gold. They won 14 golds to 10 for Germany, I think it was, and 9 for the United States. So, you know, I don't think you can even make fun of Vancouver and of Canada for all the BS that 2 Mondays ago we came off, we had the death of the loser, we had some bad skiing conditions, they didn't really get to do any downhill skiing the first weekend like they were supposed to. They're redoing the luge and the track for the luge and the skeleton and the early stages of the bobsled, and everybody said, oh, how terrible this is, and they couldn't get the torch lit for the opening ceremonies, and it was just like Canada was bumbling all over themselves. Nobody's talking about that now. It ended strong. Great closing ceremonies last night. Who knew there were so many great living Canadians still among us? But, you know,
William Shatner was pretty funny, I think.
Really? Michael J. Fox looks good. Nickelback performed. I didn't pay attention to all of it because whatever, it was on in the background, and, you know, it wasn't that important to listen to it. I'd already given all my energy and heart and strength and soul to the hockey game. And if that wasn't enough, whatever that cross-country ski race was right before the hockey, it's like, here's a pair of skis. All right, let's go from Hastings to Kennesaw.
No, it would have been a lot further than that. Oh, much further than that, Doug. All I know is when they wrapped up the hockey game yesterday, you know what they said? Everybody on the East Coast will now go to their, you know, regular schedule, whatever. If you're on the West Coast, you'll join the 50-kilometer skiing. And I thought, enjoy that, West Coast people.
Please give me the Duke North Carolina women rerun.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fox Sports. The poll question for the last few days is, were you watching the Olympics or are you watching the Olympics? 38% said a few events. 31% said as much as I can. 15% all the time. 15% not interested in the Olympics. So that was the poll question. The new poll question going up, because I'm interested in this, because Joe DiMeo is going to join us again on Thursday's program here as we get ready for the Fantasy League from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Do you play fantasy baseball? I know the percentage is so much higher for fantasy football. We're interested on the Doug and Daddy Show if you partake in a fantasy baseball league. So go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on the Sun Heat Hot Topic. You don't have to do it this second or today. It'll be up there for the week. But we're interested to know, do you participate or are you in a fantasy baseball league? And that'll be up on the website at ESPNSuperstation.com, just as all of our show podcasts, our high school game podcasts, and much, much more. Listen live at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, did this weekend the United States and Canada clearly separate themselves from everyone else in the world?
No. United States was ranked sixth. No.
The third-ranked team was beat 6-0.
We will never, ever completely clear ourselves from Russia. All right? Never, ever. Derek, I'll turn to you. You're the hockey analyst. I don't know how much on the Olympic part here. But no, I mean, it's not. I think Canada, and then there's some space, and then you can throw in two or three teams. But United States is not clearly the second best hockey team in the world.
Yeah, when you make a when you take a look at the makeup of the NHL, of where most of the players are from, I think, I'm not sure if this is the exact number, but it's somewhere right between 18 and 20% of the NHL are Americans. So the majority of them are Canadians or Russians or from the East Bloc of Europe. And I think you're probably right, Doug. I think we did earn some respect, take a step up, open some people's eyes in this Olympics with some of the talent that we have on the ice, especially some of the young talent. We have some great young players out there. But I do think that Russia just didn't show up against Canada. They looked awful in that game, and I don't think they played up to their full potential there. But I think you go Canada, Russia, followed by the U.S. right in that mix with Sweden, maybe for about the third best team.
Will we go to Russia in 4 years?
I'd like to see him go. Barnaby on ESPN this morning was saying, hey, Gary Bettman, don't mess this up. Make something happen. Get us to the game. So I'd like to see us there, but we'll see.
Many people think in the United States, well, the United States wouldn't go because they wouldn't want to shut down the NHL right now. You don't have baseball yet. The NCAA is not in the tournament yet. It's a good time to sell some NHL tickets. That's the argument on the other side of that.
It comes down to money, and it comes down to selfishness. That's what it comes down to. If you don't want to have Olympic Games anymore, then don't have Olympic Games. If the United States does not want to compete in them anymore, then fine, don't compete in them. But if you are, you take your best, and you play your best. 888-455-ESPN. How was class last night?
Derek didn't go.
I wasn't there. We weren't there. We missed. We were out of town. So
Daddy and Derek are in the same dog obedience class.
But what's funny, it's this. Yeah, this is what's funny, though, is that this is, what, about the seventh class, I think, that we've had? And before last night, I had been to every single class and had seen Daddy at exactly one of them. One out of seven. So last night, my wife and I out of town, can't make it. 6:15, the start of class rolls around. We're out of town. My phone, text.
Don't read.
Where? Well, I can't. We'll make it radio sad. We'll clean it up for radio. Where are you? So I'm thinking, the guy who's been to class one time, and just, I've been to everyone, sends me the text, where are you? I just thought that was pretty funny. Typical daddy move there.
Well, it's pretty much the way he attended class his entire life. Let's go to the Dan Popper inbox here. Rusty and Lamar says, how can hockey players fight on the ice and get a time out by being sent to the penalty box for a short period of time? But if the same two individuals fight off the ice, it's assault and can result in jail time and or severe fines. Rusty and Lamar says, I miss most of the hockey game due to watching one of the show's favorite sports, NASCAR.
Jimmy Johnson, congratulations, by the way.
Yeah. Back to the Dan Popper inbox, this via a text message. Guys, a quick Ndamukong Suh update. He just ran a 5.07 in his second 40-yard attempt after running a 4.98 the first time. Thanks for the update. It means he's getting slower.
Pretty fast.
What kind of a 50 can you, or 40 can you run, Daddy?
Probably a 7 flat.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Giltner, boys basketball coach Matt Drew, Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech, and a lot more coming your way on the Doug and Daddy Show next.
Indian Head Golf Club now has lunch and happy hour specials. Wednesday and Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., they'll serve soup and sandwiches. Monday through Saturday, starting at 4 p.m., they'll serve a different special each day, like meatball sandwich, chili and cornbread, sloppy joes, wings, barbecue pork, and tacos. And don't forget the daily beer specials during the same time, ranging between $1 and $2. Only at Indian Head Golf, where the fun begins.
Indian Head Golf.
Hi, my name is Dr. Joel Johnson. As a graduate of the University of Nebraska Med Center, I know that UNMC is preparing compassionate professionals and serving as a great resource statewide. I'd like to invite all UNMC alumni to an evening of fun and catching up with former classmates.
This free event is on Saturday, March 20th at the Kearney Holiday Inn. Please pre-register by March 5th at unmc.edu/alumni or call 402-559-4385.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
Long ago, the great giant socket wrench came down from on high to proclaim,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Keep your car or light truck in tip-top shape. Visit Tice Auto Care. For over 35 years, people have trusted Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care. Corner of 3rd in Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
College basketball steps it up a notch.
Yeah!
As a few of the top teams go at each other.
Jam them with a right hand!
Syracuse, Villanova, West Virginia own the court in the Big East. Kansas, Kansas State, and Texas cross borders in the Big 12. Duke, Wake Forest, and Maryland ignite the fireworks in the ACC. We're talking college basketball, because it's never too early to think about March Madness.
Right side of the wing, open jump shot away.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Qualify for a new career in just 6 weeks through our truck driver training program. Truck drivers are still in demand, and our graduates are successful in the job market, with starting salaries of $35,000 a year or more.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
Checking out our forecast throughout much of our Monday, calling for mostly cloudy skies, chance for passing snow showers, snow flurries early on, giving way to that filtered sunshine later this evening, high near 34 degrees, for tonight, low near 18, currently 27 degrees.
Happy birthday, Nebraska. Happy birthday, Nebraska. How old is Nebraska today, Tony?
1867, right?
Oh! I tell you, you didn't flunk every class, people. There it is!
I think it's on the flag. That's how I knew that. William.
Oh, attaboy. So, how old is it? How old is the state of Nebraska?
Oh, 143.
Is he, I think he's right.
I think that's right, too.
Good Lord.
That's if it's not, we're all idiots.
That's pretty special. Pretty, pretty special. The Girls State High School basketball tournament gets underway Thursday. Pairings announced over the weekend, and we've got complete coverage on our network of stations. We will have at least seven schools that you'll be able to hear live. Kearney, Kearney Catholic, Hastings, St. Cecilia, along with Blue Hill, Sandy Creek, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw will be on our network of stations, ESPN Radio, 1230 KHAS, The Breeze, 94.5, and Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Kennesaw will be the one that gets us going Thursday morning at 9 a.m. right here on ESPN. So there you go. The girls coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the show and as the day progresses. But we are not done with getting the boys' teams to the state tournament. And even though they have a very impressive win in overtime against Hampton in the sub-district finals, Giltner does not look like they have clinched anything as far as making a state tournament berth. They have to take on the defending state champions from Sterling tomorrow night when the Class D schools will be playing. And Giltner coach Matt Drew joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. For the first time, we'd like to welcome Coach Drew in. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. Glad to have you on the program. And I guess, first off, congratulations on still playing a little basketball.
Well, thanks. It was a huge win the other night, Thursday night against Hampton. We've played them a couple times, and we were finally able to pull one out against them.
Coach, I know coming off what happened in the football season in the last game for the football boys, you guys had to start, A, with short practice time, and then, B, with some kids that were really, really either banged up or not even able to play at all. Take me back to the beginning of the season and the team that you had at that time and what you were able to do with them.
Oh, well, I know you guys had Coach Spears on Friday, and they definitely beat us up that game. We lost our starting center that game. He dislocated his elbow, and he came back after Christmas and started playing real well. And Most had a real sore wrist coming off of football. He didn't play a few games before Christmas. And then Hendricks actually played all the games, but he's going to get his knee scoped after basketball's over. So we've had a lot of injuries. And we've had a few seniors. We had a senior that hasn't met the game yet. Cody Shack has played well for us. And other guys, younger guys, had to step up at the beginning of the season. So they've done a great job.
Matt, does everybody come out and is Nate Most your number one guy that everybody tries to slow down right off the bat?
Yeah, he's probably our main scorer from the outside. But really what gets our offense to click is point guard Shea Hendricks. He's a receiver on the football team. And he's able to create on his own and is able to create a lot of shots for Nate and able to drop off some shots for Drill. So he's kind of the creator on offense, but most people look at Most as our leading scorer and one of our bigger guys on defense, too.
Matt Drew joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head boys basketball coach at Giltner High School. Coach, it looks like when you play an overmatched team, you're able to put some points on the board, but your defense seems to have been solid throughout the year. You're averaging right in that 50-point range on offense, but even in the games that you've been defeated in, it's been defense that have kept you in the contest.
Yeah, I think that's one thing when you start off and not able to install as much offense as maybe you want to be in here, you can concentrate on defense. And since we've got here, my first year was 3 years ago, and it's kind of something we want to keep working towards is being a better man-to-man defense team. And then we started as a pressing team and kind of went to a half-court game with Ott inside. We're pretty big inside, and we got length with Shaq and Most. And Finley is another great defender that we have. So that's something you always rely on. We haven't shot the ball real well here in sub-district, so without defense we would have never made it as far as we have. So it's been something we'll be able to lean on a little bit this year.
Matt, what was the biggest difference in the third time against Hampton?
Rebounding. We kept them off the offensive rebounds, and we were able to out-offensive rebound them. That was a huge difference. We didn't shoot great the third game, but the offensive rebounds getting extra looks is really the difference in keeping them off the boards.
Matt Drew joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy always has the same reaction that in Class D2, it seems like. In Daddy C1, how much of the West Bragg? I mean, tonight, Minden has got to go play Shattern. I mean, that's how far I see. Well, in D2, there are hardly any D2 schools in the Far East, and we've seen it with Kennesaw or Pleasanton having to play a Fall City
Chambers,
Sanford Hart, or somebody like that.
Chambers in football.
It's hard to believe that Giltner and Sterling would be in the same district, and, Coach, that's who you draw, the defending state champions. Give us a little scouting report on the Jets.
Oh, they're very similar to last year. If you watch them in the championship game, they like to press, run that diamond press and a 1-2-2 press. If you can avoid the turnovers in their press and make them play a half-court game, I think that's where you're going to have your most success. I mean, they've definitely got a lot of experience, and the Lemke kid, the big kid, is definitely an all-state caliber player. So you can shut him down, keep him off the glass, and try not to turn the ball over. I think that's the way we're going to be successful.
You're not going to have those kids dribbling the ball against that press, are you? You're going to have to pass the ball.
You can tell them whatever you want. You just hope they get through it, I guess. Say one thing, they'll do another, but whatever works, hopefully you find something that works.
Yeah, you don't know how many times in high school against that press I hear, damn it, Tony, don't dribble the ball. Pass the ball.
My coach said the same thing. I had a no dribbling rule my sophomore year, so I know what that's like.
Coach, as of this exact second, you're sixth in the wild card. Fans always want to know, and coaches know whether they want to say it or not. What is your chance if things don't go well tomorrow?
Oh, well, we'll have to cheer for the SKC and hope SCM can pull one out against Hayes Center. I'd like to think that Ewing and Hayes Springs are locks, but I think if SCM were able to win, that would kind of sneak us in the back door. Hopefully we don't have to go that way, though.
Matt, this has kind of been a special group, you know, throughout these kids' senior year. Is the town still abuzz from football?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of support for the boys. You know, like you said, during the state championship, I mean, they raised a bunch of money and got us a charter bus to go down to Lincoln. Our booster club does an amazing job of supporting us. They bought us a shooting machine last year for the basketball team. I mean, the community is really into supporting everybody here, and they've done a real nice job helping everybody out. We get locker treats every day. They're going to make meals for our trip to Sterling or to Wilbur, but the support from the community is great, and they really support their guys, and we have a pretty good group of kids here, like you said. I mean, just have a good group of kids right now.
Well, Matt, just make sure Jerry Robershaw keeps his shirt on. Because when he starts taking it off to raise money, it just goes downhill from there.
I'm worried because Coach just said there's going to be locker treats, and Tony's probably going to sneak over there tomorrow. So make sure the kids have it locked up. Hey, Coach, we'll let you get back to class. We sure appreciate you joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and best of luck tomorrow against Sterling.
All right, thanks, guys. Anytime.
You bet. Don't forget the game tomorrow will be heard on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Giltner and Sterling. The game is at Wilbur Claytonia High School. Giltner, Sterling tomorrow night on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
I'm still shocked that that would be halfway between Giltner and Sterling. I know Sterling is south of Lincoln.
Well, it's way down there.
Apparently it is.
Tony, it's way down. It's strange that there's just not much for the D2 to the east, and that makes sense. There's not much for the B and the C1 and the A to the west. So there you go. Coach Drew and all of our fine folks on the program are going to be fed by Burger King, feeding all our guests every day with a free meal deal. Burger King is home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Two locations in Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, or 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We go to the Dead Popper. we go to the Dead Popper inbox. Way off of our topic here, but that's okay because we talk about traffic lights all the time. Delusional Husker fan says, got to visit your fine city yesterday. Nice visit, but is it even possible to get another traffic light in that town? Should it really take you 45 minutes to get from I-80 to Walmart? Heck, drive to the Grand Island Walmart. It's faster than getting through that damn town. Is it even possible to catch all the lights green? I know it's not sports, but I had to get that off my chest from Delusional Husker fan. Jim in Grand Island, I've been preaching that forever. I'm going through this light by the high school on a Saturday, Sunday morning. No traffic around, but boy, is it switching, even with the old beam eye on there looking for... I mean, it's like a ghost town. Let's switch that light. And by God, I tell you what, if you coast through that red one time, they're going to pull. I mean, I stopped. It's a stop sign. You move on. Somebody someday is going to go, no, it didn't turn green. I know it's a pet peeve. It is a definite pet peeve.
Oh, you just don't have to be from Kearney to think that's pretty funny, though, because we've all been through it.
Oh, it's true, folks. That's as they build the beltway around Kearney for our kids as kids to enjoy. You don't ever want to drive down the main thoroughfare from Walmart to I-80, especially during Christmas time or really on the weekend.
Well, just go, but you still have the opportunity to sit at the light by Thirsties and Bico's out west.
It's just brutal. 888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Hastings College men, I thought they had it won, and then they didn't. And we'll talk to Coach Lance Creech about crossing their fingers to get into the NAIA National Tournament right after this.
We're back playing all the freshest hits.
Check this out.
$5 foot long.
Whoa,
That's how it goes?
Sure is, buddy. Now any regular footlong is just $5.
To thank you for making Subway footlongs famous, we're making any regular footlong a $5 footlong. That's right. Any regular made to your order and piled high with flavor footlong, $5. Hurry in. Subway. Eat fresh.
Excludes premium sandwiches. Prices and participation may vary.
Get born, get slapped, now get to school, be good at sports, always look cool, lift weights, be strong, know how to fight, stay out late, but be polite, now find a nice girl who'll say, I do, then have three kids who look just like you. Rake the leaves from the hedge and mow the yard. Honey, can you open this jar? You've reached a stage where you feel at ease. You've come this far and it wasn't a breeze. You can take on anything, of course you can, because you're a man.
Now that you're all grown up, it's time for some comfort. At last, there's a Dove for Men. Introducing Dove Men Plus Care. For skin as comfortable as you are.
Internationally renowned author Willa Cather thrilled to the productions performed at the Red Cloud Opera House.
You can too. A performing arts center as well as a gallery, Red Cloud Opera House still thrills audiences today with music, theater, and art. It remains a unique destination for visitors today. Red Cloud Opera House in Red Cloud. Call 402-746-2641 today or visit willacather.org. Red Cloud Opera House, your window to the world.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hands.
March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb, so let's tame some prices with Easy Auction. From the Hideaway in Hastings, assorted pairs of specials. From light side grills for only $8 a pair, to pairs of ribeye steak dinners for $18. Lunch specials only $6.50 a pair. Or hamburger or chicken fried steak dinners, only $10 a pair. Now, at Easy Auction.
Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click Easy Auction.
Checking out our forecast around much of our Monday, calling for mostly cloudy skies, chance for passing snow showers, snow flurries early on, giving way to that filtered sunshine later this evening, high near 34 degrees, for tonight, low near 18, currently 27 degrees.
People try to put us to death. Just because we get around.
Just like the Super Bowl. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this first day of March. Happy birthday, Nebraska. That's all I got to say. It's a great day to be a Nebraskan. And UNK basketball over the weekend, both lost Colorado Christian. The men, their season come to an end. The women, their season will continue, but they have to play Colorado Christian again, the top seed, tomorrow night on the road. For Hastings College, the women have picked up a win. The number one team in the country will be at home tomorrow night in the championship game of the GPAC tournament. They'll take on number two Northwestern, and that gets underway at 7 o'clock at Lynn Farrell Arena. They come off a 76-62 win against Morningside on Saturday. And for the men, well, I guess they get a couple extra days to practice. They fell at Sioux Falls 108-103. Sioux Falls has had to come back in both of their conference tournament games to advance on, and now the NAIA National Tournament field will be announced on Wednesday, and Hastings and Lance Creech hoping that they are in, ranked 24th in the country, and Coach Creech joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing fine, and Hastings College basketball had been doing really fine here until about the last 10 days, and a couple of games just haven't bounced your way, and I want to start immediately, obviously, with the high-scoring game in the quarterfinals, another high-scoring game in the semifinals. It looked like maybe you had enough there in the final 30 seconds to get it done, but boy, Sioux Falls did everything that they had to do, and they're able to win this basketball game.
Yeah, they did. It was a tough one to swallow because I thought our kids had played really well. You know, it's a tough place to play. I mean, we got on the bus at 7:30 Saturday morning and make about a 5.5-hour road trip up there and had done some really good things. You know, and we're 1 point better. You're feeling happier than heck at this point, but that's just not the case. We're up fourth, about 19 seconds to go, and missed the first of a two-shot foul, and they had they had hit a three, they had hit a three and very well contested three, and I didn't realize this scenario until we were on the bus on the way home talking to a couple of our guys, and we had gone to a zone right out of that timeout, and they came down and just kind of was standing there, and their guard looked at the bench and said, what do we do, you know, and coach said, shoot it, and he chucked it up and nailed it, and a well-contested shot, and then they fouled us, and we had, I don't know, there was just a shade under 10 seconds maybe, and we missed the first of two-shot foul, so we made the second one, still put us up two. They came down really quickly and hit a running left-hander in the middle of the lane, again, another tough shot, and tied it up, and we had about seven and some change left, 7 seconds, and didn't get the ball where we wanted it to, ideally, but just kind of lost the handle on it. But, you know, you're feeling pretty good, I guess, at least having an opportunity to play into overtime, and then we had Maya Slough fouled out in overtime, and it was just tough to get anything going at that point. You got to take your hat off to Sioux Falls because they made two really, really tough shots, I thought, in the last probably about 15 seconds of the game to push it to overtime, and then they really had some momentum and played well in the overtime.
Lance Creech joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, on your comfortability meter, where do you sit right now?
Well, we're definitely a fan of the favorites. We've taken a look at the conference websites. There's a game tonight that we need. I believe it is tonight. I get the two mixed around. I think it's we need Cedarville out of Ohio to win tonight. I believe that's it. And then the other one is Cornerstone tomorrow. If one of those two teams wins, it looks like we're in, and they're both the favorites in that conference tournament. But, you know, you guys know as well as I do how as goofy as a conference or any kind of a postseason tournament, not just at our level, but at any level, basketball gets pretty crazy this time of the year. There's just nothing you can ever for sure bank on. So the way that we have it figured, if one of those two teams can win, we will probably have an opportunity. But, again, nothing there is set in stone either. You're just on pins and needles right now because, you know, we've had such a good year. And the last probably 10 days, as you mentioned, has been a little bit of a buzzkill, and it started with that loss at Dana, which was just a really, really tough one to swallow because I think we knew if we had got that game at Dana, we're going to be playing for an outright conference championship on last Saturday at Dakota Wesleyan, which we were up double digits in that game in the first half, up at halftime, and they really showed who they were in the second half and they just came out and really played well down the stretch. And then again, having another opportunity on Saturday in the conference semifinals, which was a rematch of last year's semifinal between us and Sioux Falls, and again played good enough to get beaten overtime. There's no better way to put it. So it was a little bit disheartening, but boy, I'd hate to see a positive year like we've had go to waste. And I think we've still got a pretty good chance. You know, we're a 50-50 chance, I guess you would say, at this point to get in. So we're just, again, a fan of the favorites.
Coach, I guess everybody wants to be playing their best basketball of the year right now. Certainly from an offensive standpoint, it looks and following the box scores that you've got more people scoring more points for you than probably any other time during the year.
Yeah, we have. You know, and it's not that we're playing bad. And as I tried to talk to our team, you know, and it's hard to talk to your team after a tough loss like Saturday, but we just tried to reemphasize that the later that you play within your schedule or the later that you play within a tournament format, the margin for error really decreases. And, you know, at this time of the year, especially in conference play, gosh, you call a set play or you do something and everybody is so well scouted and so well, you know, studied up as far as the coaches, it's really hard offensively or defensively to get much done. We're playing at a very efficient clip on the offensive end, and the thing that we've had trouble with is just defending in transition right now, and teams are scoring on us about as quickly as we're scoring on them, and that just hasn't been the case. You know, about 2 weeks ago, we were top two or three in almost every defensive category in our conference, and you know, especially when you look at the number of possessions in which we're playing on the offensive end, that's very tough to do, and our kids have really done a very good job. It's just, again, you play later in the season and you're playing better competition day in and day out and your margin for error just decreases significantly and you just don't have the opportunity to make mistakes and not be, I guess you would say, held accountable for those mistakes. And that's kind of where we've had a couple shortfalls here of late.
Coach Lance Creech joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, since you don't know, and again, I know you said 50-50, and hopefully it's a better percentage than that. A lot of people think you guys will hear your name on Wednesday, but nonetheless, even if you find out who you're playing, it's going to be a long time till you play again. You've got a lot of practice time between now and then, so when you know you don't know who you're going to play, what do you do with your next few practices this week?
Well, the thing that we've tried to emphasize here in the last couple weeks is we've just got to dumb up, so to speak. We've got to just get back to kind of the basics of things, and when you're heading into a tournament format like a national opportunity, you got to win 5 games in 7 days to play for a title. And, you know, I don't want to be a team that's just happy to make it down there. Obviously, if we hear on Wednesday that we're selected, we will be ecstatic, no question, because it's been a long time coming. But in the same instance, you want to go down there with the right mindset that you're going to have an opportunity to win some games. And in any tournament, the first one's always the toughest. And with such little preparation time, once you get to a national tournament format, you know, your defensive positioning's got to be better. Your execution offensively's just got to be sharper and more crisp. And we've just kind of got to get back to positive floor positioning defensively, help and recover, you know, just boxing out, just the real basics of things, because you just don't have time to really scout and get too in-depth once you get to a national tournament.
Now, I know these NAIA folks and are a lot like other people. We have no idea when things are going to come out for sure. Do we know what time they're releasing this on Wednesday?
I believe it's 3 o'clock, guys.
Going to make us wait. Yeah. Going to make us wait past lunch. I see how
exactly.
It goes.
Yeah.
All right, Lance. Well, hopefully the Broncos name is on there, and we can still see a few more wins before this season is out. Best of luck, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, guys.
Take care, Lance Creech, head men's basketball coach at Hastings College. That waiting game. I mean, I think a lot of people believe they're going to be in, but until you're in, you're not in. You don't score
until you score.
So until their name's on that bottom line there, there is nothing positive. But as soon as we know Wednesday afternoon, we'll pass it along to you here on ESPN Radio. But, yeah, for as well as they were playing, they kind of stubbed their toe, and one of them was, I mean, let's face it, one of them was to the regular season champion, and then you lose in overtime on the road in the semifinals of the conference tournament. That's, you know, that's not a bad loss either. So hopefully they get another chance, and hopefully they can do something with that chance.
Yeah, I think... You know, a lot of people read the weekend papers, and I think, I believe it was Lincoln Journal Star Sports section, the last paragraph said all four teams believe they have a, you know, should be in the tournament at this point. So hopefully they will be correct on that, and they will advance on.
Women again home tomorrow night. Husker men and women both win on the same day. What? Good Lord.
Sell out. Can you dig it?
Texas Tech. The pilot had to think, where's the mountains? Where can we fly this plane into? I mean... It's unbelievable. When Nebraska finally gets a win. The men, home finale tomorrow against Colorado. The women, home finale coming up Wednesday against Kansas. The new Associated Press men's basketball poll is out. The women usually come out in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll tell you about the men's poll right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
At Polaris, we only work in extremes. That's why we packed our Sportsman XP with 70 horsepower, so that any terrain will bow down to you. And we built our Ranger XP with an 800 twin EFI to all the trophy of your dreams. So we wouldn't make our deals anything less than extreme either. Right now, you can get up to $1,200 in rebates on select 2009 Sportsman, Ranger, and other models. Plus great financing and amazing deals on 2010s, all during the Polaris XP sales event. With up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing, it's time to stop dreaming and start riding. Polaris XP sales event. Get into your local participating Polaris dealer today, because deals like this on machines like these won't last long. Offer ends April 30th. Rebates vary by model. See participating dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. For safety and training information, see your local Polaris dealer or call 1-800-342-3764. The Polaris Ranger General Purpose Off-Road Utility Vehicle is not intended for and may not be registered for on-road use.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements, and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E, pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way tonight on our network of stations and ESPNSuperstation.com. Boys district basketball continues here on ESPN 1460. Kearney High takes on Omaha Central at 7. On ESPN 1550, Adams Central takes on Holdridge at 6. Also at 7 o'clock tonight, St. Cecilia and David City on 1230 KHAS and Ravenna Axtell on Classic Hits 98.9. It's boys district basketball action coming your way live tonight.
Checking out our forecast around much of our Monday, calling for mostly cloudy skies, chance for passing snow showers, snow flurries early on, giving way to that filtered sunshine later this evening, high near 34 degrees, for tonight, low near 18, currently 27 degrees.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey
so if we
night
talk
tonight.
Real early in this, you'll pot
Attention
it down.
Goes, yes. The whistle blows, and
Don Cherry still kicks ass. I don't care
the
what it is. Did you see the outfit yesterday?
He's crazy. He has better outfits than Sager.
Way better.
By far. But that's okay.
I can't believe that guy's not an American.
But again, there's more snow to pass out in Canada. So, I mean, if that happens, that way they find him with all those bright colored outfits.
And everybody in Canada after four beers can say the Straits of Juan de Fuca without being censored, according to Will Shatner last night. William Shatner.
I'm not asking for a translator because I don't think the translator gets it either. Storm. Oh, they were so close to just being red hot. And then they give away the lead and then get beat in the third period both nights.
I don't want to criticize the guys, but I think they let two slip away over the weekend. They probably should have gone 2-0. They outplayed Chicago both nights and came away one goal losers both nights. It hurt to say the least.
Well, Youngstown comes in. Thoughts?
We should get some wins over Youngstown. Two games at home next week. If we play like we did this week, we should come out on top.
Just the lack of focus at the end, Eric?
They came through. They got a shorthanded goal on Friday night late in the game to tie it up, to knot it up. Got it, went ahead late, and then Saturday night they scored with 47 seconds left to take the lead there. And with 4 minutes, I think 4 or 5 minutes left in the game on Saturday night, we were up 2-1, and then they get a goal, and then get another one with 43 seconds left. Really, really demoralizing goal there.
So what if we call in a motivational speaker for the Storm? And her name is Sonya Thomas, the Black Widow.
Oh, with your focus. The talk you do, focus.
Of competitive eating, of course. You must focus. The 7th-ranked UNK wrestling team finished as the runner-up at the RMAC West Regionals in Alamosa, Colorado over the weekend. Western State wins it for the second straight year with 121.5 points. The Lopers had 102. UNK qualifies 6th for the NCAA tournament. Most of the time, for most schools, they'd be ecstatic. And I think this year, where UNK is not in the top 3 in the country, they're going to be okay. But that number is as low as I remember it under Coach Bauer in a long, long time. But they do have the RMAC Wrestler of the Year in Marty Usman, 40-1 on the year. He was the lone conference champion for UNK. He's now won 27 consecutive matches. Taylor May and TJ Hepburn finished 2nd. And then Derek Ross, Justin McCain, Joey Morrison will also be heading on to the Nationals for the Lopers. So, got 6 going overall, Daddy. Got 6 going overall.
Yeah, I think I think they're satisfied and thought that was maybe the group that was going this year. But you got to be disappointed as a whole with the success you've had in the past, that program.
In baseball, UNK played 3 close games with Colorado Mines. They played 3 close ones, 9-8, 5-4, and 8-6 in 10 innings. They won 2 of those 3, and senior Jared Lushen has now tied the UNK school record for wins by a pitcher in a career with 22. UNK is supposed to play at home tomorrow. The Lopers are scheduled to host Colorado State Pueblo this weekend. What do you think? They're going to play tomorrow? I'm guessing not with that with the snowfall this morning.
I think,
although they got the new field, it's supposed to be ready to play, isn't it?
Sunday's supposed to be 53, I think, when I looked at 10
this
days.
This weekend, but so, tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No way. The Huskers go 2-1 over the weekend. They win 21-9. They lose to Rice 4-3. They were up 3-0.
Yeah, late.
And then they beat Elon 5-3, which isn't impressive until you realized Elon was in the NCAA tournament last year. So now tomorrow's scheduled home opener called off. Off to UCLA this weekend.
Yes, I've made contact with UCLA Coach John Savage. Have not heard back from them, but hopefully we will get him on. We have made contact, left messages with them this morning. It was before 8 their time, so expect to hear anything back. But John Savage, they are red hot, 6-0 on the year.
Good start. Yeah. Good start. UNK track and field teams, the women second, the men third at the RMAC Indoor Championships. The NDAA Championships will release their qualifiers for next for the championships coming up early next week. UNK softball team 1-3 to start the season. Hastings
close
College
losses though.
2-1 to start the season. Well, yeah, 1-0, 2-1 in 8 innings, 9-8, and then they lost 3-0. So the Lopers scheduled to take on Fort Lewis this week. If they can't play here, they may go down into Kansas and play those ball games. So those are a few things for you. We told you we would mention the new Men's Associated Press college basketball poll. There is a new number one. Can you believe Kansas got beat at Oklahoma State? They're showing vulnerability. I thought this was a great, great, great basketball team. This was a unanimous number one. I'm going to tell you right now, this is not a great, great, great basketball team, or you don't lose to Oklahoma State on the road. I mean, they got their hiccup with Tennessee. Louisville had one loss a couple years ago last year. I mean, we had some teams here that have been sitting at the top of the poll, and right now Syracuse is ranked number one. I'll take Kansas over Syracuse.
I don't.
Syracuse, Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, and Kansas State is fifth. And Joe Lenardi, the bracketologist, has Syracuse, Kansas, Kentucky, and Duke as his number one seeds going into the day. But some moron in the coaches' poll voted Duke number one.
I'm gonna take a look at this, Doug. And right now, I'm just gonna give you a quick rundown of teams that can win this title. Give me the first. I don't think there's more than four or five teams.
Syracuse,
yes.
Kansas,
yes.
Kentucky,
yes.
No. I'm going to tell you right now, no chance. One player cannot win a national championship.
Kentucky, no chance. Doug Duda got it down.
Duke.
No.
Kansas State.
No.
Ohio State.
No.
Purdue.
No, not without
their
Hubble.
Man. Yeah. New Mexico.
No.
Eighth in the country. New Mexico is ranked eighth in the country.
No.
Villanova.
Yes.
Yes, I like Villanova. You're right. West Virginia and the Hugginses.
No.
Texas has fallen out of the top 25 this week.
Right,
they were number one in the country, and they are not even ranked. That is absolutely unbelievable.
I'm telling you, there's only three or four teams that have a chance to win this deal, aren't there? You cannot tell me Kansas State is the fifth or sixth best team in the country. You cannot say that. 2010, Kansas State has an opportunity to win a national title in basketball. No, they don't. New Mexico? No, they don't.
I'll give you a few more here. And Michigan State.
No.
Really?
Well.
Really? I'd say Michigan State. It has a chance.
Okay.
But then I'll give you a whole bunch here. You say if any of these guys have a chance. Butler, Vanderbilt, BYU, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Gonzaga, Georgetown, Temple. Any of those.
See, out of there, athletically, I would say that Tennessee maybe has a chance.
Well, that's the
Daddy
top
loves
20.
Bruce Pearl. I think that's
oh,
what
I
it
do
is.
Too.
Daddy loves Bruce Pearl.
He's fine.
I love Tennessee. Go Tennessee. Go Vols. Go Pat Summit.
I mean, you just don't have a... You just don't have that list that goes a long ways down that you think, boy, this could be some great matchups down the stretch here. Do you? I mean, seriously. When you look at teams knocking one another out.
That could make it an exciting tournament, Tony. There could be some upsets.
Oh, there's going to be some upsets, but I still think you're about three teams really heavy. And then those three teams are right at the top, Syracuse, Kansas, Kentucky.
Tonight, plenty of high school basketball classes A, B, and C will continue on with their district tournaments. Let's start with what is on the radio, and there's plenty on the radio. And, of course, you can always get it on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. all five of our network stations will have a boys basketball game on tonight. ESPN 1460, Kearney High, Omaha Central, 7 o'clock. ESPN 1550, Adams Central, Holdridge, 6 o'clock. 1230 KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia, David City at 7 o'clock. And both games on the FM dial will also be at 7 o'clock tonight. Classic Hits 98.9, Ravenna and Axtell, the number one and number two teams in the rankings in C2, will play at UNK. And Minden and Shadron will play tonight in Sutherland at 7 o'clock. That game will air on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. If you have any questions, give us a call here at the studio. If you're somehow confused about where to listen to the game you want to listen to on the web or which station, you can call us here at the studios in Kearney or in Hastings. We'll pass that along to you. Also tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS play in York in Class C2. Sutton and Twin River play at Grand Island Central Catholic. All those games go at 7 o'clock, and the semifinals are going on tonight in the B5 at Kearney High in that Class B. Lexington playing in that as well tonight. And we already went down the girls' state tournament. Let's tell you when these teams are playing. Class A, unfortunately for Kearney, both Kearney and Kearney Catholic, for the fans that want to watch both, won't be able to do that the opening day because they both play at 3:45. Kearney High plays at the Sports Center. Kearney Catholic will play at Pershing. Kearney and Lincoln Southwest, 3:45, Sports Center, Thursday. In Class B, Holdridge gets Seward. They are very familiar with each other. Pershing, 7 o'clock. All these opening round games are Thursday. Southern Valley and Wahoo, 10:45 at Pershing. St. Cecilia and Bishop Newman, 2 o'clock. And Kearney Catholic Lincoln Christian, 3:45 at Pershing. The C2 opening games are at Lincoln High, Blue Hill against top-ranked and unbeaten Elmwood Murdoch at 2, Sandy Creek and Tri-County at 3:45. Superior plays Hardington CC at 8:45. The D1 games are at Lincoln North Star, Kennesaw and Humphrey at 9 a.m., Silver Lake and Brady at 2 o'clock. And finally in D2, at Lincoln High, the 9 a.m. game, Lawrence Nelson against Falls City Sacred Heart. And then at Lincoln North Star, SEM will take on Chambers at 7 o'clock. Semifinals Friday, championships Saturday. All six championship games for the girls and the boys exclusively on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the only station in the state of Nebraska to bring you all the championships each Saturday, and we're looking forward to that. We want to thank our guests on the program today, which include Giltner boys basketball coach Matt Drew as they get ready to play Sterling tomorrow night, and Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. We're going to talk to some of the girls' head coaches headed to state tomorrow. Plus, we're going to catch up with Loup City boys basketball coach Paul Henry. Can they overcome all their injuries and get to state? They play Overton tomorrow night in another game that we'll have on our network of stations. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia tomorrow as well.
Big Monday tonight, West Virginia, Georgetown, Texas, Oklahoma. Doug, you got an upset in those? Oklahoma, no chance. No chance at Texas.
Oklahoma.
It's at Texas.
Oh, Texas wins. And who's
at West Virginia? West Virginia, Georgetown.
Oh, Hoyas! 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 I'll take the Hoyas! Happy birthday, Nebraska! Woo!
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Drew, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!